The federal corruption trial of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is now in its fourth week. The New Jersey Democrat and one of his friends are each facing around a dozen counts of bribery, conspiracy, and fraud. Recent testimony has covered the nitty-gritty of what prosecutors say was a scheme to trade lavish gifts for political favors. WHYY's Joe Hernandez was in court in Newark today. And Joe, as it's been about a month since the trial started, some of our listeners may not recall the allegations. What are Menendez and his friend accused of?
Right. So the defendants in this case are U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat, and his friend, wealthy Florida ophthalmologist Salomon Melgen. Now, the indictment in this case outlines a long list of political favors that were exchanged for lavish gifts. That's what prosecutors say. They say Menendez helped Melgen get visas for friends, helped him sort out a Medicare billing dispute, and in return, Melgen gave Menendez trips and flights on his private jet. Defense attorneys say these two men are simply longtime friends and that Menendez did what he would do for any other constituent when he helped out Melgen.
Of course, the prosecution is still laying out its case against Menendez and Melgen. Who have they called to prove the bribery allegations?
They called one of the pilots on Melgen's private jet, which Menendez flew on back and forth to the Dominican Republic, where Melgen lives. Today in court, a Commerce Department official, Scott Smith, was on the stand for cross-examination. He detailed a meeting he had in 2012 with an attorney who was close to Melgen. At this time, Melgen was trying to sort out a port contract dispute that he had going on in the Dominican Republic, and Smith said that the attorney in this meeting threatened the department and suggested that he had powerful friends, and Smith took that to mean Menendez. Then a guy named Mark Wells took the stand. He works for the State Department, and they also got involved in this port contract dispute in the Dominican Republic. Wells said that he was in some meetings, including one with Menendez, where Menendez said he would call a hearing if this didn't get sorted out, and Wells found that to be unusual, although he said it is part of a congressman or a senator's duty to question what the executive branch is doing with the money that's appropriated by Congress.
Joe, perhaps the most interesting thing to happen around the Menendez trial took place out of state. How does the ruling in the case of New York politician Dean Skelos tie in?
Right. So on Tuesday, a New York appeals court threw out the 2015 conviction of former New York State Senate leader Dean Skelos. He's a Republican. Prosecutors had alleged that Skelos had pressed companies that needed his political backing into funneling more than $300,000 in work and payments to his son. The judge cited a 2016 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in the case of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. It narrowed the definition of what's called an official act, which means, for example, if a senator casts a vote in favor of a bill. But doing things like making phone calls or setting up meetings are not really considered official acts anymore. And so bribery cases in that way will be harder to try. Menendez's defense team tried to invoke the McDonnell decision to have his case thrown out. But Judge William Walls said he wanted to wait until he heard the prosecution's case to decide on that motion.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY New Jersey correspondent Joe Hernandez on Newsworks Tonight.